Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
You to know that South Carolina is well represented. Thank you all for listening. I want you to know that we're going to play one seasonal song, after which the very next voice you hear will be the voice of Pastor Patricia Bentley.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
The most wonderful time of the year, according to the young man singing the song. To him, it is the most wonderful time of the year. But to the child of God, to the saints of God, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Yes, it is the most wonderful time of the year simply because they are remembering the fact that Jesus Christ was born, and that's a good thing. Before he could die, he had to be born. But he has moved on from the manger. He's seated at the right hand of his Father, and he's watching over you and I. It is the most wonderful time of the year. If you go back in time before Jesus came as a babe to the earth, and they're relating to that. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Christ our Savior is born. Oh, what a blessing that was. Oh, what a happy time this is. Just knowing that the gift of God was born. Jesus is a gift from God to all of us that receive him. He is your most precious gift. It is the most wonderful time. Let me just say the reason why for some it is the most wonderful time of the year, because you're remembering that Jesus Christ, our Savior, was born. Some will dispute and say he wasn't born in December. He was born in October. Well, I heard that too. But you know what? I don't care if he was born in April. That's the month I was born. Just so long as we got proof that he was born. Or we read on last week where you shall find the babe. This is a sign unto you. We're reading out of Luke's gospel, the second chapter of St. Luke. For you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Well, they had to establish and distinguish the fact because there were several other babies born during that night, that particular time, on that day. You think you were the only one born on your birthday? Not hardly. There were several babies being born on the same day.
that you were born. Maybe they weren't all in New York. Maybe they weren't all in Virginia. Maybe they weren't all being born in South Carolina. But they were all over the world being born on the same day or the same date that you were born. But so that they would know the difference, this baby is so special until he had to be found lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. He was too pure for men. The angels let you know that, hey, glory to God in the highest. This baby has no sin. For all of we that are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But not Jesus. Jesus was born sinless. So why not be with the animals? Why not be with the sheep? Why not be with them? Oh, my God. They knew no sin. The animals knew no sin. And neither did he. For you shall find the babe. This is your sign. Lying in a manger. Let me tell you what his outfit is going to be. That he will not have a blue hat on his head like we bring our babies out of the hospital. Now they have those blue knit turbans. Blue, you know, it's a boy. Pink, you know, it's a girl. You will not find him in that attire. You will not find him. For some boys, they put white on boys. Back in my time, they'd use white, green, yellow, anything but pink for a boy. And you knew that that was a little boy. And you had white for your little girls and pink. Not too much yellow. But however, you shall find him wrapped. This baby is going, just in case some other person decided to abandon a baby on that night, that evening, that morning, whenever, whatever time it was that Jesus was born on that particular day that he was born. Just in case someone abandoned their child, this baby, this Jesus, you will find him, not just in a manger, but you will find him wrapped and swaddling clothes. You'll find this humble, beautiful, precious gift from God. Because we are all gifts from God, but this gift is the Savior of the world. You will find him. This is the sign. God, I thank you. For you shall find him lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. To find Jesus not in the best attire. Mary couldn't go out and buy satin for her baby boy. She couldn't buy a fine knit suit for her baby boy. But she took whatever rags that she had and she wrapped the Christ child in this garment of swaddling clothes. Just think about how low he became for us. God's son could have been wrapped in pearls and rubies and diamonds, all of the riches of heaven. But he said, no. I'm going to send my son down that he can identify with the people more likely going to want to become connected to him. Many of the rich don't need our Jesus because their money, they believe, buys everything that they need. So this Jesus, I'm glad they rejected him because that's more of Jesus for me to love. I thank God tonight for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for his precious blood. I thank God for the manger, away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky, they look down where he lay. Check it out. It tells you the little Lord Jesus, he lay asleep in the hay. My God, he was at peace. I love the Lord, but I don't know if I can lay in the hay tonight. I don't believe so. Might be a little scratchy. Mary put her baby. Just like the scripture said, God, when he speaks a thing, I want you all to get this in your spirit because Jesus is the reason for the season. When the Lord speaks a thing, when God says something is going to take place, you don't have to believe it. It would be nice if you did, but you don't have to believe it because if God said he's going to do it, it's going to be done. And God spoke it, said that he's the Savior of the world. Good evening to you out in Radio Land. I heard Dr. Scott embrace South Carolina. I tell you, if it wasn't for South Carolina and my sister Jackie, I don't think I would be coming on the air every Wednesday night. But you all keep me motivated. My mom would sing a song, if I could help just one somebody as I travel along. If I can cheer somebody with the word of a song, and if I can show somebody that they're going wrong, then my living, Amashie, shall not be in vain. And I thank God for you from South Carolina. Oh, God, you make it worth my while. I say to Dr. Scott often, listen, Wednesday night is my church night. I really don't want to be involved with too many things going on Wednesday because I need to hear from God. I need to be able to give you what you need, the source of what you need. And if I got my mind into everything, I may miss God. And I don't want the blood of you to be required at my hand because I didn't have time to hear God for your soul. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year. Yes, it is. It is the most wonderful time of the year. When you have Jesus Christ in your life, it is a blessing. It is the most wonderful time of the year, whether it's December, whether it's January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and back to December again. When you have Christ in your life, every day is Christmas because Christ is Christmas, because you cannot spell Christmas without Christ. You can use Hanukkah. You can use all the other different names that they use, but Christmas is Christ. I believe I asked last week that if my precious mother is on the line, mother, my church mother there, Mother Janie, if she is on the line tonight, Dr. Scott, I don't know the last four of her telephone number, so I'm just going to call for Mother Janie if she would sing Smith's song, and then I will read a little more of this great Gospel of Luke. I should have asked my sister earlier for the last four numbers of Mother Janie. Mother Janie, if you can hear me, press the one on your phone, and let's see if Dr. Scott can see that you have just pressed it one time, and we'll see if he's able to see. If not, then I need my sister to text me the number right quick, the last four of Mother Janie's number, so that she can sing. She sang for Thanksgiving, I tell you. She just lit me up, I tell you, with that song. I feasted very well on that song. She's got a beautiful voice. I enjoy it. I don't sing as much as I used to. I sing if I have to, but in another direction now in my life, I'm into the Word. And Dr. Scott, do we have the last four?
We do not have a one.
Okay.
A couple of people wrote earlier. No longer on. I'm not sure your sister's on either.
All right. Well, we're going to move on then. If Mother Janie, I apologize, Mother, if you did push the one and we were not able to see it. Sometimes the numbers do, that number one does get hidden and we're not able to see it a lot of times. So, however, we're going to keep on moving.
Caller 8309.
There's mother.
Hi, how you doing?
Bless you, mother. Bless you.
I'm here.
Well, we're waiting that song from you right at this time.
I'm going to try to do this one, a Christmas song. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Yeah.
Let every vault prepare his room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
And heaven
and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men this song employ.
Go ahead, sing, Mother, sing
it. Flood, rock hills and plain, repeat the song in joy, repeat the song in joy, and we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy
God, Mother, thank you so much for that joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room.
Yes.
Heaven and nature sing. That's right. Heaven and nature sing. So it's just a privilege, Mother. Thank you so much. I enjoy hearing Mother sing because, see, Mother is sincere when she sings. She sings from her heart. So I hope that you all enjoy it the way that I'm enjoying it, because is she a Mariah Carey? No, she's not a Mariah Carey. Does she sing like Gladys Knight? No, she don't sing like Gladys Knight. But she sings to the glory and the honor of the Lord, and that's what I enjoy. She is sincere. She means what she's singing about. And I'm just blessed every time she sings. I thank you, Mother. You just didn't tell the truth. I'm not going to call you a lie, but I'll say it like this. You just didn't tell the truth because you said, I don't try to sing. Mother, you didn't try. You sung that song. I enjoy you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now let's go to the Word of God where we left off last week. I promised not to keep you all long since we're doing in the book of Luke for the month of December leading to our Christmas. I said to Dr. Stiles, Lord, do you remember where I stopped at? I said, I don't think I got any farther than the line that made the swat. He said, that's why you were swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. So we bless God for his benefits. I give a great big God bless you to all my listeners, and particularly my sister Jackie, who's my advocate there in South Carolina. Not just there. She called people. If she gets your number, you better look out, because she's going to call you and invite you to listen to her sister on Blog Talk Radio. And I appreciate you and I applaud you for that, because you didn't have to do it. You're not getting paid to do it. And then there's plenty of people that they could listen to. And I give a good God bless you out to my niece Tanya, who is recovering beautifully. She's out and about and driving, about to return back to work. So I pray her strength in the Lord, and that the Lord will be with her to give her the strength that she needs to accomplish what she has set out to accomplish. And to your children and your grandchildren and your nieces and your nephew, God, I thank you for everyone that's represented on this line on this evening. God, however way, we all have loved ones. We all have brothers and sisters and aunties and uncles. Some of us only are young enough to even have mothers and fathers. And God, we thank you for everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice tonight. Their loved ones, they love just like I love my loved ones. God, whatever the prayer is on tonight that they're asking you to do for them, I ask, God, I stand in agreement with them that you said if any two or three touch and agree, that you will be in the midst. So therefore, God, I am standing with each one of them to make the number two or three, so that you will be in the midst, that you are no longer lying in a manger, you're no longer wrapped in swaddling clothes, but you are gowned down in your glory, in your white, and you're sitting with your Father, you're sitting next to your Father on your throne. So God, we thank you for being born, and we thank you for coming here for 33 years. And then you gave up your life. You said, no man taketh my life, but I lay my life down for a friend. And we thank you that you laid your life down, and that gave us the right to abundant life, to abundant living. And we applaud you tonight, Heavenly Father. We applaud you tonight, because without you, we would be nothing. Without you, we would fail. If it wasn't you, none of this would be. So we thank you that the enemy has not consumed us, because you have kept out your mighty hand upon us. And we bless your holy name on tonight. Oh, God, bless the children. Bless the sons. Bless the daughters. Bless the grandchildren. Bless the nieces and the nephews. God, even bless our neighbors. Enlarge the territory on tonight, God. Let it be a peaceful transition. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give your name all the glory and all the honor. Oh, God, we bless you. Oh, my God. Today was a little difficult day for me. I found some papers that belonged to my mother, and I don't know why I had the papers, but however, my brother had given me the papers to look at, and I found them today when I was doing some other things. And God, you know, when I saw my mother's signature, I broke down and I cried because I will never, ever see her sign her name again. But it's all good because she went home to the Father, and I thank you, God, for taking her with you and that she's no longer sick and ailing and suffering in this present world. I've got to get where she already is. I'm trying to make heaven my home. That's why I had to dot every I and I had to cross every T, because I'm not going to live here on this earth and go through turmoil and chaos and all and to end up in hell. I'm making heaven my home. However way, God, you get me, whether you take me out through death or whether you catch me up in the air to meet you, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Again, he's no longer wrapped in swaddling clothes. So if you're looking for him in the manger, if you're looking for him wrapped in swaddling clothes, you can stop looking now. But if you would just open up your mouth and say, Lord Jesus, I'm beseeching you. I want you to come into my life on tonight and make a difference. And that baby Jesus who have left the manger will come into your heart and he will make you new. Oh, God, we bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the listeners of God say, amen and amen. I feel good right now. I feel good. I feel good down in my soul. I feel good, good, good. I feel good down in my soul. There is something about the name of Jesus that makes me feel good, good, good. Well, I feel good, good, good. I feel good down in my soul. There is something about the name of Jesus that makes me feel good. Amen, amen. I've been up and I've been down. I've been leveled to the ground. But there is something about the name of Jesus that makes me feel good. I bless God on tonight. Well, my tablet has shut off. Oh, blessed name. I promise I will charge it up next week. Yeah, I got a red light there. My battery is gone. Thank God for the written word of God. I got my Bible here. Does anyone remember where we left off last week? Well, let's go to verse number 14. We can't go wrong with verse number 14. We've got Luke's Gospel, the second chapter of St. Luke, and starting at verse 14, and I will be closing shortly after. But we will keep right on in Luke till we run out. Oh, bless his name. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. So it was when the angels had gone away. Listen to this now. Now, you know when we were reading earlier, verse 10 and 11 and 12 last week and 13, that when we were reading them earlier, you know, the angel of the Lord did appear. And he told the shepherds in the field, you know, about Jesus and how to go about to find him. You remember that from last week? Those of you that wasn't on last week, and if you're on tonight, just read, if you can, at your own leisure, the second chapter of St. Luke, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But most of you know this story here. Now, so it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass." See that? Now, they were waiting on God's word to be fulfilled. They were waiting on what had been spoken by the prophet, that he will come and he will be a savior, and that you will find him. He'll be born in Bethlehem. You'll find him wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Well, they said, "Now hold up here. Let's get out of here. Let's go to Bethlehem so that we can see what we heard about a while back. So let's make sure, let's see if the angel told us the truth. Come on, let's get up out of here. They don't need us staying here and, you know, doing nothing. Let's go check it out," which is fine. Nothing wrong with that. "Come on, now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And verse 16 said, "And they came with haste." They got in a hurry, y'all. "And found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger." Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. Excuse me. And all those who heard marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. That's like a mother. That's just like a mother. Mary listened to everything that was being said about her child, and she just kept them close to her, and she pondered them in her heart. Oh, bless his name. I'm almost finished for tonight. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God. See, when you find Jesus at this time in your life, when you find Jesus, you don't come away sad. You glorify him. You're not ashamed to throw your hand up and tell God thank you. You're not ashamed to cry out, "Praise God, from whom all blessings flow." Those men left there praising God because what was spoken of was no longer a mystery or a wonder if it's going to happen or when will it happen. They had, as they said, the proof in the pudding. They saw Jesus with their own eyes, just like it was spoken by the prophet that you should find him lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Look at somebody better tell the Lord thank you. Let's read that again. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. Oh, may the Lord God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Now I stop at verse 20. So somebody try to remember that for next week. Okay. Oh, bless his name. To God be the glory. Let us glorify the Lord. Jesus is the reason for the season. I will ask you to please use precaution when going out shopping, especially this year with the COVID-19. I have the news station on all day long and half the night, and just more people today is just inflicted with this disease. Be careful. If you don't have to travel, don't travel. And if you do, cover up, please. Please cover up real good. I know God will take care of us, but God also gave us sense to do what's right. The scripture, there's a scripture, and if I have to get it for you, I will, but not tonight. But it tells us to abide by the laws of the land, and we break the laws of the land all the time. I particularly do because I'm a driver, and I do not like running 60 miles an hour. 80 is my speed. I'm breaking the law of the land. Thank God I haven't had a ticket lately, haven't lost my license lately. So I thank God I have slowed down some, but if every chance I get to hit that 80 mark, I'm hitting 80 and 85. But I thank God for protecting me. So let's not tempt God. Let's not put God to work unnecessarily to protect us from this disease that's out here. Let us obey. Let us do what's right. And as my pastor often prays, yes, I have a pastor. See, iron sharpens iron. I'm her pastor and she's my pastor. We complement one another. But you see, as she always say, God protect us. And if any of us should contract the disease, let it not hospitalize us. Let it not take us out of here. So that's my prayer for you all tonight. While you're out shopping, be careful what you touch. Wash your hands. Use your hand sanitizer. And just get home safely and tell the Lord thank you. Have a good night. I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Until next week.
Joy.